From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. A new report from the state says Arkansas is making major steps toward improving its child welfare system. A few years ago, officials acknowledged the state had a disproportionate number of kids in foster care, workers with unmanageable caseloads, and partners who said they weren't getting the support needed. The Department of Human Services began implementing reforms in 2016, and the report from the department says that as of this past August, the number of kids in foster care is down 18%. More children had been placed with relatives, and the average caseload per frontline worker had been cut by a third. Keisa Smith is Deputy Director of DHS.
We're really excited about this report because it shows how all of those things that we started 3 years ago are showing real progress, and we're starting to hit targets. We're not saying that we're perfect. We know that we have growth, but we are able to start saying, look at the ways in which programs that we implemented years ago are starting to have real impact.
Officials say the changes have also prepared Arkansas for implementation of what's called the Family First Prevention Services Act, which is the first federal child welfare reform in decades. Division of Children and Family Services Director Misha Martin says it has taken a lot of work.
There's been a lot of contract changes. There's been a lot of technology, our case management system changes to make sure that we were ready. And while I still think we have a lot of work to do, what we have accomplished in this year to get us ready and how we have made sure that we put the kid first when it came to qualified residential treatment and prevention services, I'm really proud of the team of how they have kept the kid at the forefront, but also made changes to the system to implement the law.
Martin says key challenges still facing the state include finding and hiring good caseworkers and providing them with the best assessment tools. This is KUAR News.